Medical Mythbusting with Dr. Barry Dworkin.
Good morning, Doc.
Why do you do this to me, Bill?
Just let it go. Just let it go. Don't even talk about it. You don't want to be that guy on social media who made a recording in an Ottawa airplane.
I'm very careful about that.
You don't want to be that guy.
So
that guy
got in trouble. By telepathy, you know what I'm thinking.
Let's talk about menopause symptoms and how that could increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, according to some research.
Yeah, this I had difficulty with for several reasons. One, there were two studies. They both depended upon people reporting their symptoms, 3 months before they were checked up on. And there was no hard and fast definition of what we call vasomotor symptoms, which typically people will refer to as hot flushes. And that can be due to a lot of things, especially before menopause, right? They were asking women, in their 30s, if they were experiencing hot flushes or vasomotor symptoms, but a lot of things can do that. So the definition of that is different from a lot of other studies that actually use the official definition of what hot flushes were. So there's that. So the classification system was off. And they also reported on self-reporting of migraines and hot flushes. And so, again, there's a bias in reporting. So the ability to be able to say that having these symptoms increases your risk of potentially heart disease later on cannot be proven. There's no causality. Again, because this is another observational study. So all this can tell us is that, well, we see this type of pattern. Does it really cause heart disease or increased risk of heart disease? And the answer is, well, we just don't know. But what we do know is that there are many other means of being able to assess whether someone has a risk for heart disease, and we can do something about that. So really, to me, it's kind of immaterial if a woman has symptoms of hot flushes in regards to heart disease. What is material is if a woman is having hot flushes and their quality of life is being severely impacted by menopausal symptoms, that there are treatments available to really make a difference, to really improve quality of life, improve sleep, improve a lot of the aspects that can, for some women, can be really debilitating and can go on for years. So there are, and it's usually hormone replacement therapy that works very well. And despite the negative press many years ago, that has been overturned by the evidence that we have today, especially since it is used for short-term treatment to allow the patient to go through that particular time without experiencing severe symptoms. And then that's
so you're saying that decide. For some women, menopause is already bad enough. You're awake all night with the hot flashes and the night sweats. And in this case, you're talking about migraines as well, which can keep you awake at night. Your life is already miserable, and just the lack of sleep alone is probably not great for your heart. So you look at all of that and you say, well, I'm going to treat those symptoms anyway. If this research is kind of irrelevant.
Yeah. Again, the research would be relevant if it added anything to prevent, in this case, heart disease, which was the focus of this. But we already have the means to be able to make that determination. It's not something that is out in the ether somewhere where we just go, oh, wow, I'm surprised you have a risk of heart disease now. We already know at relatively early ages to be able to predict whether someone has an increased risk of heart disease. So I think the take-home message for this is that no woman should have to suffer if they are experiencing hot flushes that debilitate their day-to-day activities and make their lives miserable. I've had a lot of patients who in the past years have essentially suffered in silence, really didn't mention it, saying, well, this is sort of the thing I have to go through. Well, no, you don't have to go through that. If it's making you extremely uncomfortable and making your life miserable, there are very effective treatments to literally turn around those symptoms within days of treating.
Yeah, you say it's short term. What does that mean? Is it we're talking a matter of months or a few years?
It's a few years. Yeah, in terms of lifespan, short term, a few years, people live to 80, 85, 90. So, but those 2 years are, you know, they usually say about 2 to 5 years. It varies. It really does vary. But
so if you told a woman, okay, we're going to take you off the hormones now because it's been 2.5 years or something, and then the symptoms returned, you would put them back on?
Yeah, you would. And it's not a hard and fast rule where say you can only be on this for 2 years. It's more that the risks of hormone replacement therapy are more when if you use hormone replacement therapy past the age of 60, right? So, and most women at the age of 60 are not having menopausal symptoms anymore. So it really just provides that interval, late 40s, early 50s is when you usually would start that. And then by the time, 55, 58 years of age, it's rare to see a woman on hormone replacement therapy at that time because those symptoms would have subsided.
Have a nice day, Doc.
Thanks. You too, Bill.
That's our medical doctor, Barry Dworkin, medical myth busting, host of House Calls, Sundays at 11 on News Talk 580 CFRA. It's the Morning Rush.